Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, April 14th, 2017. I'm Michael Kohlberg. I'm a psychotherapist in New York City and in Hudson, New York. Today I'm in Hudson, New York, and I am here with my friend Ann Ordley.
And I'm here at the Bright Red Desk, and I'm an astrologer, and I'm back from Florida, where I was yesterday, which is why we didn't have the show, because I had no internet reception. And last week, I slept through it. So I just want to take complete responsibility for the last two Scorpios talking being screwed up. But we are here today to Scorpio talk, and what we do on the show is we talk about what's going on energetically in the world and how to work with it, and how to work with the energy on a different level if you can, and if you can't, then how to just muddle through, because, you know, that's what we're all doing sometimes, muddling through with the hopes of a new day tomorrow. So this week, our big excitement is Venus stationing to go direct on the 15th, and she's been retrograde. She's been in her shadow since January 30th. She's been retrograde in Aries and Pisces. She's in Pisces right now, and she's going to stop. Pisces, of course, rules the arts, community, theater, emotional things. It's why April's been a little nicer energetically, not quite so fiery and passionate, because Pisces is the sign of the ocean and tears and fears and sorrows and also deep connection and a feeling. But as she stops, she's also squaring Saturn, who stopped last week. So Venus square Saturn is kind of an energy where you feel like you can't really get what you want, and sometimes you don't even know what you want, but that you're feeling this deep sonic alert yearning. You know, it's like a deep soul yearning. And it's been going on for about a week and a half, and we got another week and a half behind it. But what it's designed to do, Moon is in Pisces saying it's the end of something. It's the end of something. We're beginning anew. We're beginning anew. And it's squaring Saturn, who is going backwards until August. And Saturn is saying, I want you to revise the things you've been working on since December and understand that, once we finish that revision process, you're going to be moving forward into a whole new life chapter that's very different than anything you've done before. So this can be very emotionally, very emotional time and kind of sad, but it also is deep feelings on many levels, you know. So I was just down saying my father's birthday is the 18th, and he's going to be 88. So I went down to see him for his birthday, and he's not doing great, but, you know, he was in reasonably good spirits, and but I was just, it was very much a little more of a melancholy trip than they normally are. And I was very aware, because I've had a number of friends in heavy caretaking positions recently who have lost spouses, Michael among them, about how important the caretaking role is. So I suggested to my family, you know, and to Peggy, because she's been caretaking dad kind of 24, I mean, they're in assisted living, but the woman just, is it the skilled nursing home the whole time, you know, making sure everything's done right, suggesting she take a caretaker break this summer and go and visit her kids, and I'll go down and stay with dad for the week because she won't leave him alone. And she was, like, really excited about that. So I was like, I feel like I did a good thing, but I also feel like, you know, it's really important to realize how deeply, deeply tired we are right now. Because even though it's spring, there's this deep tiredness that's kind of tied to the energy, you know. And I've had a number of people really being deeply tired. And so the caretaking piece kind of culminate this weekend with that square. And then Venus is going to turn direct and go back over Saturn one more time next week. And it'll kind of clear, for lack of a better word. But there may be some tears involved. And our job is to kind of say, okay, you know, let's be kind to ourselves. So, and of course, in the news, Mercury went retrograde, and on a funny level, Trump reversed himself on NATO, on Russia, on Syria, on, you know, like everything. Pretty soon he's going to refund Planned Parenthood, you know, because Mercury shifted, and everybody's like, how can he go 180 degrees? Sean Spencer throws in the towel, says, I don't know. and I got to go. So, yeah, that's Mercury stationing retrograde. This is a retrograde, people. He's going to go back to his positions in 21 days, beginning of May. But in the meantime, he's reversed course, as all good Geminis do. Yeah, we should notice that our Mercury retrogrades are going to be crazy times because Donald is a Gemini president. So when the Mercury retrograde happens, we're going to watch him turn into a whole new critter. And suddenly, you know, you're going to go, what? And then when it goes direct again, he'll be back to his old tricks. So don't not to take heart or be disheartened, whatever your posture on that politics are. So anyway, Michael, you, what's up? Oh, I was a little long-winded there. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Well, I mean, listening to what you said, I think he's positioned us into dangerous territory.
Yes, definitely.
Certainly in the South China Sea.
Yeah.
Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And he can reverse his position, but he can't reverse any of that. And I'm not sure how that's going to all play out, but and we're certainly not getting fully accurate information, but he did drop a big bomb.
The biggest bomb except nuclear.
Right,
you know?
Which is because Ivanka was upset.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, yeah.
Ivanka was
supposedly
upset that it was the biggest bomb?
No, she's upset that she saw pictures of women and children gassed, according to the news.
Yeah.
And that was what happened.
Okay, honey, I'll bomb people because you're upset.
Yeah. Pretty.
So clearly people need to mail Ivanka pictures of, you know, things that they want to have. Fixed.
Yeah. Or
pipeline spills.
I just, it's just, it's like living in a one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
And what character is playing by who?
It doesn't matter. So
I want to know who's the mean nurse. Now Bannon's getting banned, supposedly. So
all of that's out of control.
Yeah.
I look at a strange website that predicted that we're being readied for an acknowledgement that there is extraterrestrial life.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that, a week ago maybe? Mm-hmm. It said that yesterday they would announce something about the ocean. And they did.
I missed the ocean moon.
It's the smallest moon of Saturn, I think,
mm-hmm.
has an ocean, and it has everything that one needs in order to have life.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a lot of life like there is in our ocean, in that ocean.
Wow, okay.
And they were going to float that as the beginning to mm-hmm. see how it hit everyone's screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll continue. So it's looking at it from kind of a systems perspective,
mm-hmm.
they keep trying to get you to focus on minutia,
mm-hmm.
and there's actually big stuff happening
underneath
that people are not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, there's just so much bandwidth, you know. Yeah, it's hard.
Right, but you've got to
Skip the crap on the front.
Yeah.
You got to get through the, what used to be called this, you got to get through the screensaver. They don't really have them so much anymore. But the screen, we kind of change pictures
right.
and do swirly, and you could sit and watch it for a while. You had to go in past the screensaver into the underlying stuff. So, yeah, because the headlines are totally where the drama is.
Yeah,
I have to say, there's just a lot of this stuff. I mean, I took a subscription out to the New York Times, and I'm going to do it this week to the Washington Post. But there's not a lot of that stuff covered. It's covered, but you have to go looking for it.
Right.
And the other stuff, you know, like, you know, I ate my teenage child's baby, you know, like, you know, the teacher that ran off with the student, all that stuff, very covered. And the other thing, it occurred to me when I was surfing the internet on my cell phone waiting for my plane to board, is, oh shit, man, they can tell what stories you read now, which I never really thought about, like, you know, they're selling that information, but they're going to be able to say, oh yeah, she tunes in a lot to domestic violence things. And I thought I should need to be thinking about what I want my my profile to look like. You know, I need to maybe be checking more financial status or something like that. Because I was like, yeah, they're going to have all that in there. You know, how many clicks you do on, you know, teenage killers or whatever. You know, where you're called, because that all can be sold now. I don't know what people are going to use it for, but the fact that they can sell it and gather it, certainly that means the government can ask for it too, give me a list of, or at least clicks. You know, what'd she look at, or what did her computer look at, what did her cell phone look at? So I was aware of that for some strange reason this when I was in Florida. So, but yeah, so it's two things. It's paying attention to what's going on below the surface, and then just being aware of what you click.
And I don't think, honestly, that it's possible to pay attention to what's going on below the surface and get clarity.
What do we do?
I mean, what I do is I totally sink into my Pisces moon. It's just, so it's more on a feeling sense.
Okay.
Is this true?
Mm-hmm.
Or is something else happening?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I feel like it's such a weird image. I feel like I'm being carried in the wilderness by natives who are helping me cross a river, and I'm being ported.
Nice.
So
that would be a much better way to travel than having to walk it.
Well, but I have no idea where I'm going. So I'm being I'm being taken, and I sense that they're friendly.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no stove cooking with a delicious smelling.
There's nothing.
You know,
it's
carrots
just
and
the wilderness
waiting for you.
No.
No big pot.
And there's this river, and it just feels like it's okay to trust this.
Are you on the river, or are you walking next to
them? They're carrying me.
Right.
So I'm lifted up, and there's lots of them. You know, so I mean, I'm lying down and then being carried so I don't get wet.
Oh, okay. So they're going through the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not in a boat.
Nope.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just a feeling. I hadn't thought of it before, but it just, if I tune into my experience this week, that's what it feels like, kind of.
Being portaged.
And I had a few clients. I described it very differently, but that's basically what I described. I kept telling them, do not try to draw conclusions. With a couple of them, they insisted on drawing conclusions. And I said, well, you're wasting your time because it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the week, I got texts from both of them that, in fact, it was totally different than it had been. And it's more important to not clutch right now, but to be present with what's happening.
Right.
Just, and I don't know is what's happening. Like, we're clearly on the move.
Yes.
But nobody knows where we're going because it's so chaotic.
Yes.
So just be present with that. Don't try to go, oh, no, this means... This, you know, I see the story, so it means that this is happening. It doesn't. It's a story.
Right. Yeah. But the story can be deceptive. It can want to pull you in.
Well, the story is not deceptive. It's the telling of the story is riddled with deceit.
Yes.
The story is the story. It's just that we're not being told the story.
Right.
Like, the facts are the facts. And I think I've said this before, but I don't know, sometime within the last year, I got very clear that I was to have two manila folders, and one is facts, and the other manila folder is everything else, meaning connecting dots, conjecture, inference, anything. And they can play nicely together, but at a moment's notice, I have to be able to step back and look at the file folder that is facts only. And it's a very thin folder right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really all that useful to try to fill it with the bullshit that we're being fed, or inferences, or obvious connecting the dots, because it's not necessarily true. It's better to stick with the facts.
Right. Yeah, but there's we have this desire to make make connections with.
Yeah, but all it's going to do, I think, is create agita. Because you're going to be bouncing all over the place because everything keeps changing.
Right. Yeah.
So it's one of those times where it's reading comfortable with uncertainty for those people who are having trouble is the wise thing to do.
Well, and also with Mercury is going back from Earth into fire. And I was just looking at April 20th is a date that it shifts. And so what that's going to do is it's going to make us be able to get what we want. So it's good, you know, and let's say somebody is born with Mercury retrograde, like somebody maybe born on October 19th, and when Mercury is retrograde, they get what they're supposed to get. They're supposed to get a job. They're supposed to get a whatever. So you want to kind of watch what shows up with the Mercury retrograde over the next few weeks, because that's retrograde until May 3rd. And then it goes direct again. So this is a really good time, especially if you have a retrograde Mercury. But if you don't, for all of us, remember it's Mercury retrograde. He's tricking us. He's showing us one thing, and then on the other side he's going, ah, ha, ha, here's the real story.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's shifting from earth into fire.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, and that kind of then gives him permission to go, okay, let's go do this, right? So, you know, it's very good. And for Geminis, you know, or people that have strong Geminis or strong Virgos in their chart, again, this is a big one for you because Mercury rules your stuff. And for the Venus people, the Libras and the Tauruses out there, the Libra and Taurus planets out there, Venus going direct on Sunday, think of it as a giant swirling mess up there in the heavens where everybody's kind of, the music got stopped and everybody's like, all right, we're going to stay on the dance floor for a second and see if we like the new song that the disc jockey puts up, but rather than riving right into the next one, you can't really tell. So you're kind of rocking to the beat or you're getting carried over the river in the case of Michael, but you don't know where you're going. And I think it's honoring the not knowing right now, really big not knowing. North Node's at the very last degrees of Pisces, and it's about to shift into a whole new sign, starting a whole new reality in a couple of weeks. And when it shifts into Aquarius Leo, we get a different reality than the Virgo Pisces, where we've been working with illness and loss. We move into a whole new creative cycle. So it's big. But this is a great time for all that releasing, you know, like take the energy of what you don't know what to do with and clean out the closets and get rid of the stuff, you know, or watch what's in the folder of I don't know if it's true or not, as to use Michael's analogy, or, you know, what is true. So it's big, really big. So huge changes out there. So I think not drawing conclusions is really good. It's just really hard not to, though.
It's for you, especially.
I know. I love to draw conclusions.
I'm
a Virgo. I like to have the dots and the D's and the, and I tend to draw negative conclusions.
I canceled our subscription to the New York Times.
Oh, you did? Why? Okay.
A whole bunch of cancellations of periodicals. In part because I met with business people and a friend of mine who said, this could go. And I just went through and actually followed what she said, but realized that I was very happy. I was a little clutchy about canceling your test. But I still look online a couple times a day at the Washington Post and at the New York Times and the BBC and stuff like that. But I realize I have much less connection much less energetic connection to most of the trash that is
being sent.
Yeah. I don't have much interest in it. Mm-hmm. I find that I'm looking even online much less often and I don't really care.
Well, okay. That's big.
But it's helping me focus on what are the important things to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. And right now, to me, it's like if the earth is made up of a family, let's say,
uh-huh.
and parents are out for the night.
Right. Right.
And every country is one of the kids. It's like the oldest kid who was left in charge is having a psychotic break. So that's kind of what's happening.
Yep.
And it depends, like, what's going to happen with, because there are a lot of other kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And,
But I don't know how much they're afraid of the older kid. Having been that older child left in charge of my siblings when my parents went out, it was not fun, man.
Right.
You know, and there was screaming and yelling and rocking and rolling. And,
well, but
I had the rebellion, you know, and then I was enforcing my.
Yeah, but you weren't having a psychotic break.
I was not having a psychotic break, but it was bad.
If the person left in charge suddenly has a meltdown, it's going to cause a lot of different kinds of reactions depending upon. Either it's an opportunity for someone, or it's going to scare the shit out of people, or it's I think those are the main ways. It's either, it's time for a revolt, or now I feel totally out of control.
Yeah.
So that certainly furthers destabilization, which is what we're going through anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole point of the destabilization, I think, also is, when I was down in Florida, my dad's, in a place and with Peggy, and they have people that they eat with. So I was there about 2 months ago, and then two of them got sick. One member of each couple got sick, and the one's still in getting better and still up on the skilled floor my dad's on. So I stopped by to see him before I left yesterday, and was talking to him and his wife, and then Dad and Peggy came and joined us because they had gone off to do some stuff. And it was interesting because Fred, he was kind of like this really big alpha guy, and now he's like a little guy in a wheelchair. And so we were talking about the vagaries of how quickly it turns. And he goes, well, I think we're going to make it. I think we're going to be okay. I'm going to get out of here and we're going to be okay. But it was like you could tell that he had really been shaken by, like, I'm used to being. And I said, so, like, what happened? And he has no memory of it. And he's like, I have no idea. I don't know what happened. But basically, he stood up and tipped over, and then he was hospitalized for a while, and then he's out rehabbing. But so the wife had been, okay, we're going to have to give up the club, and we're going to have to give up this, and we're going to, like you're doing now, where you're kind of saying, my life is different now. I don't need all that stuff. What do I need? What's important? And so I think that's maybe the question for all of us, too. Like, in the way you were doing it, you skimmed out what I don't need or I don't really want to hang on to anymore, or I can always turn it back on again if the subscriptions, I miss them, but I'm finding it freeing to have them gone. I've been coming in and doing it with food. That's where I've been doing it because my moon's in Cancer. So I went to this course on improving your health through, because I have all these friends getting sick, and improving your health through intestinal flora. Good Virgo job. And took a course on kefir and helping your immune system. And so I turned my father onto it because he's got horrible bowel stuff that he's had since his Mars progressed into Virgo. And it helped in 2 days. So he was like, that's pretty good. That helped. So Peggy's like, it helped. So I have a feeling my father's going to be getting kefir every day. But it also is what helps and what doesn't help. Because some stuff helps, and then some stuff you go, oh, no, that's just not helpful.
Well, so I just want to go back to, I forgot his name, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
So he's this alpha guy who then finds himself diminished and in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So using it as a metaphor.
After being in the ICU with tubes. And
okay.
Stuff. Yeah.
But my point being that if the whole point of everything collapsing,
mm-hmm.
according to Barbara Marx Hubbard, who was talking about this 20 years ago, that this was going to happen, and the whole point of it is everything that's eye-focused, ego-focused, has to collapse beyond a point where it can be restabilized.
Mm-hmm.
Before all these people who understand about the fact that we're on this planet and fragile and floating in space and highly interconnected,
mm-hmm.
plus all the quantum physics, which show that our energy is way more commingled than we're aware of,
Right.
And, you know, there's all those experiments about how if there are atoms that were together and you separate them by half the planet and you do something to one, it's going to happen to the other. There's a lot of connections.
All the quantum physics stuff.
Yeah. So we're highly connected.
Yes.
And we're not operating at all like that.
No.
So this guy has an opportunity to learn collaboration. That, in fact, he's part of a system.
Right.
And that is, the government is showing us that it hasn't any connection to that process. It, there's infighting, like palace intrigue, as though it's, you know, some...
It is a court. It is a palace. It's not a government.
No.
It's a palace.
It's,
yeah.
But it's like a really lowbrow...
Yeah. Lowbrow Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So, yeah, with non-SAG actors. So, the point being, and people seem across the board universally placed in jobs that they... have no qualifications for.
Yes.
So I think that it's going to speed up a process. It's just a question of how much damage is going to be done in the world during this collapse.
Mm-hmm.
I also think...
Well, I think if it's non-competent... Do you think non-competent people make it collapse faster?
I think that they
think
certainly
they make
can.
It wider and a bigger collapse...
What's the difference?
Well, you know, when I was younger, there was this thing that was touted called the Peter Principle, where you got promoted to your level of incompetence, and then
right.
you sat there.
Right.
Being incompetent, but everybody knew you were incompetent,
right.
so they didn't really give you a lot to do.
Right.
But you kind of, that was it, that you weren't going any higher. So as a salesperson, we were taught to watch out for the
But
Peter
this is the world, and
I know, but this
life is happening, and
yeah.
so it's, you don't, like, situations will occur.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're terrorist attacks or whether they're climate-related or whether they're the need... Because there are lots of... I don't remember the figures right now, but the large groups of people who are migrating...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. ...due to climatary or political or other... reasons.
The diasporas.
There's a lot of stuff in flux. So I don't know that, you know, just you can't really do nothing. Stuff's going to happen. But it's all going to just play itself out based on some stuff that's out of our control, which is if there's for instance, a natural disaster, we're going to have to respond. So it's just a time to make friends with yourself is the best way I can put it. Be really, and I'm struggling with this because there's a lot of things that I'm very hard on myself about, but I'm trying so hard to do, to be more gentle and to treat myself like I would treat a friend and go, look, you're doing your best. And just going with it.
Yeah, being kind. A lot of points for being kind.
It's really important because it opens, I think, you know, foundationally, you can either be operating from love or fear, and there's so much fear being generated.
Right.
But the more kindness, there's a monograph, a really interesting one, that I guess you can go to Amazon and find it. So it's a little book, but it's called On Kindness.
On kindness.
Okay. Yeah, it's really good. It's a fast, but it's written by, I think, two academics, and it's a little monograph that they put together.
On
That's
kindness.
Great. Yep, On Kindness.
Okay. And then I would say for those of you who are into Broadway, listen to Fear or Love. Cages or Wings is the name of the song. Fear or Love, which do you prefer? Ask the birds.
Well, it's not which do you prefer. It's I go through life, and I if I'm not... Okay, I go, okay, so you're not operating from love?
Mm-hmm.
What are you afraid of? Cause, and I go, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm really angry. I go, well, you're not operating from love. So that means you're operating from fear. And if I just sit with myself gently and let it unfold, I get a lot of information because, in fact, I am afraid of something,
right,
which is getting in the way. And I'm trying to either sit with that fear,
mm-hmm,
or swish myself back towards love. And sometimes, because my life is blown up, I have to look for opportunities to swish towards love, like our neighbors' grandchildren are here, so I'm making sure to spend time.
Yes.
Or when I'm running on absolute empty.
Going home and having a nap.
No, I helped somebody who's doing a film project,
okay,
who I don't know, and I won't get anything from it, but I was able to add value, and that, like, and I didn't have anything to put out. I found it somewhere, and the more I helped, the more I had inside. So giving, when you're on empty, actually replenishes.
Right.
And that is the opposite of what we're being taught.
Right. We have to hang on because otherwise we're going to run out.
Or somebody else is going to get your stuff.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah, not true.
I mean, look at history.
It's false reality appearing real.
Right.
Right. Yeah. False evidence appearing real. So, on that note, the British lady said we're done.
We're done.
We'll be back on next Thursday. I'm not traveling, and hopefully my alarm clock goes on. Well, you know what I did this morning when I woke up? I thought I'm not rolling over because that's what got me last week. I got right out of bed and scooped the cat litter this morning, so I want everybody to know I got up at 8:15 and scooped the cat litter to make sure we had Scorpios talking at 9 o'clock. So I apologize for the last 2 weeks missing. And we're back, and big hugs and lots of love to Michael
and to
all
you.
Of you guys. And
and prayers for your father.
Yeah, prayers for Dad. Turning 88 on Tuesday. Woohoo! Can't believe it. That means I'm older too, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the way it works. All right, so bye, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.